Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We are here from the Keene, New Hampshire-based studios, as we normally are. And that's because the folks on the site over at ForkFest, they needed a day off. Well, that's just how it is sometimes. I believe they will be returning to the broadcast kicking off tomorrow. Captain Kickass just arrived on the campground there, I think, late last night. And so I haven't heard much else besides the fact that they needed the day off. So, Bonnie, you and I stepped in. Good evening.
Good evening.
Our number, if you want to join us, we are here live, and that means the phones are open. They haven't been open as we've been broadcasting from the ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which ForkFest is still going on and going on through the weekend. You can call in at 603-283-6160. You can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And it's difficult being here while everybody else is at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then subsequently ForkFest, which is happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year because, well, number one, I can't leave the house without special permission from my federal masters, my handlers, and that makes it difficult. But it's also difficult because, like, we don't get to be on the air except as an occasional fill-in, and there's all this news out there that's worth talking about. All kinds of stuff that I want to share, and Bonnie, you might have some interest in as well. But we can't because we're not on the radio. So it's nice to actually get a night.
Yay for free speech.
Yeah, to be on. And, of course, the phones are open. I think something that both you and I saw today on social media was, and I'm not on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook since 2018. It was, I believe, 2018 New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Yeah, it was like ending 2017, beginning 2018, and I decided I'm done. I'm getting off of Facebook. It was taking up too much of my time, and I was getting into, you know, pointless discussions and arguments, which I got into on Twitter today, so that's social media for you.
It's weirdly less pointless to me to get into a, like, argument on Twitter, like, liberty area of Twitter than Facebook.
Why?
It just seems like Facebook is full of way more, like, complete idiots. I don't know what it is. Like, I think the most, like, fun liberty, social media is Twitter. Doesn't seem like as many idiots as Facebook. Facebook just, you'll get a whole bunch of conservatives in your conversation and just a whole bunch of, I don't know, retarded, complete, like, nonsense that just is not, like, helping anybody type of conversations. So that's one reason I deleted Facebook. It just seemed like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a bunch of boomers and...
When did you delete it?
Like, in the middle of last year, in 2020.
Did you ever look back? Did you feel like you were missing out on anything?
No.
Yeah,
I barely used it, honestly. Like, I would use it once in a while. The whole like setup of the website and everything changed so much, and it just sucked. Like I would see like the same three people anytime I did log in. It was usually like my grandparents. So I was just like, this is stupid.
Well, here's the latest reason to leave Facebook. People were posting images today that apparently Facebook has been showing to people. Somebody named Jose Gallison has posted this one. It says it's got the little Facebook logo. It's like a screenshot somebody took from their phone.
I thought it was fake when you showed me this morning.
I didn't think it was fake. I'm like, oh, well, that's believable. But I wanted to verify it. I wanted to say, you know, before running on the air and saying, look what's happening, I wanted to find people who could actually say, okay, I know this person and that this happened to them. So that way it wasn't hearsay. But anyway, this is the image that they posted. It's a note from Facebook that obviously popped up in their little browsing experience saying, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? And then it says, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. How you can help? hear stories and get advice from people who escaped violent extremist groups.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. I see violent pro-government extremists on the internet all the time. I need to report this now. I need help.
And then you have two options. One is to get support, and the other is to close the notice. Then there's another one that's sort of similar. This one says, so-and-so, it's got the person's name, you may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently. Violent groups try to manipulate your anger and disappointment. You can take action now to protect yourself.
Is that what they're doing? They're trying to manipulate my anger and disappointment? Is that why they came and raided our house a few months ago?
Well, they certainly, that would make a lot of people angry.
Well, they certainly are a violent extremist group, the FBI.
I suspect that's not who they're referring to here. I think they're talking about, you know, freedom lovers. And
people
they're talking about
extremely don't want to hurt other people.
Who extremely want to leave people alone. Yeah. Like us. And then it says, get support from experts. Spot the signs. Understand the dangers of extremism. And hear from people who escaped violent groups. And then there's another get support button and or close button. And it was confirmed there are people who we know that have received these notices. So this is definitely happening, and this to me sounds like Facebook wants you to snitch out your friends. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Facebook will help you.
It's the definition of being a Karen from last year. Like, there was a video that went viral of this woman who was walking her dog in the park. And
I remember this. Yeah, go
ahead. Yeah, there was this black man, and he was like, what do you mean I'm not bothering you? I'm just walking the same park as you. And she was on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and she was on the phone with
she
the cops.
She called the cops.
And she was like, yes, please get here fast. Like, there's a man here, and he's making me feel unsafe. That's the definition of being a Karen, like somebody not bothering you, but you have to call the government to come possibly shoot them because you want them removed. That's exactly what telling on someone because they have views you believe are extreme on Facebook is. That's being a Karen.
Didn't the cops end up charging that lady? False police report or something like that? I feel like there was an end in that particular case like that, but it's been quite a while since I've seen it. If you've encountered this on Facebook or whatever, and you want to comment, your thoughts are welcome, 603-283-6160. But this is the beginning of what is likely to be a continuing trend of big tech Facebook. Now, we haven't seen Twitter doing it yet, but it's only a matter of time, I think, before they jump on the bandwagon. We know that they have censored people, right? Remember last year and probably still today, you know, if you post quote-unquote medical misinformation, meaning an opinion that is, you know, not the government's opinion about COVID.
Even if it's backed by facts and studies.
Sure. They'll black mark you for that. They'll put warnings underneath your content, things like that.
They'll give you a strike on YouTube.
Correct.
Like us.
So you're going to see, that's why we don't broadcast on our YouTube channel anymore, because that channel is about ready to be taken down. And if we were to get hit one more time, the whole channel would be taken down and all of the years worth of archives would also. Of course, we're backed up on Library and Odyssey, which is actually where we're streaming live tonight. So
Library and Odyssey are so much better. Just random plug.
Absolutely. We're going to do more than just randomly plug Library and Odyssey because it's an amazing platform. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about here was your alternatives. This is something we did earlier this year talking when they took down Donald Trump. And I don't care about Donald Trump personally. I'm not a huge fan of the guy or anything like that. I found him entertaining. But, you know, whatever happens to Donald Trump happens to Donald Trump. But he was a bit of a canary in a coal mine, so to speak, you know, an indicator that, hey, look, if they can take down the president of the United States from these platforms, they can certainly take you down. They can take down anybody they want to, and it's their right to do so. I mean,
but they get money from the government.
Facebook and Twitter do?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. All kinds of mega corporations get whatever benefits they can from the government.
If you're turning into a corporation, you're licensing yourself with the government and all
true.
That, then
you're asking for a benefit from the. That's what a corporation is. It's just a benefit conferred upon a business by the government. And the government itself is just a corporation. It's just a group of people, a bunch of lawyers, and corporations are just papers in a file folder. But they treat people differently if they have corporate documents, like they'll limit their liability and things like that. So this is the, you know, this is what's going to get worse, this whole extremism crackdown thing. The U.S. federal government gang has been talking about a domestic extremist crackdown. You know, we've seen people being targeted for this already. It's only going to get worse. If you want to weigh in here, you can. 603-283-6160. Your option is to get off of these platforms and get onto the alternatives. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number to join us here, 603-283-6160, the Big Tech investigation into quote-unquote extremism.
Beginning of Big Brother. Well, not the beginning. But
oh, yeah. Just a continuation. The next step has gone into its next step, and there are now messages being received by people who still are on Facebook asking them if they've recently encountered quote-unquote extremism in their Facebook experience and encouraging them to snitch out their friends and family members. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? And then they offer what they call confidential support. Now, I suspect that if you were to actually click on get support, they would encourage you to report to or give you some sort of method of reporting to law enforcement.
Did you find any articles that explain that?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, of course not. The mainstream media is not going to be reporting on this. Now, whether there's independent media beyond Free Talk Live, I suspect that there would be. But at a quick search earlier, I could not find anything, which is why I wanted to verify from other people who we knew personally that this is actually happening, and we were able to do that. I believe it was Ashton Birdie, who was one of the guests on Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival last week. She made a post which showed her name on one of these messages.
Yeah.
And you saw that earlier.
Yes, she posted a screenshot that it happened to her Facebook, so.
Yeah, so this is happening, and it's happening to a lot of people from what I understand. The number here tonight, 603-283-6160. So we're going to talk a little bit about alternatives, because the longer that you stay on these platforms like Facebook, the more control that they're going to have, the more data that they have to mine about you. So keep that in mind, and you may want to consider...
But before we go on, let's explain why it matters that they're mining data about you. Because I used to just be like, why do these old people always talk about mining data? I don't care if someone has my email address. I don't care if I get spam email. So I asked Chris and Captain, I was like, why does it matter if the government knows something you bought? Like, there was some discussion about this app that I used to use called Ibotta.
Oh, yeah, the thing where you upload receipts?
Yeah, the thing where you upload receipts and then, like, you can get a small amount of cash back for your receipts.
Yep.
And they were saying, like, oh, this is so bad. They tell the government that the stuff you're buying, they share, you know, your information. And I just asked them, why does it matter? And they were just, Chris said, for example, they have used stuff like that. I'm not saying Ibotta specifically, but they've used, like, receipts that people had that somehow, you know, were somehow publicly, public information and traced people to crimes, and it was actually the wrong person before.
Mm.
Like, oh, this person was killed in this area, and you bought, you know, like, something from Home Depot that could have been possibly the thing that killed this person, like, during this week.
Used in a bomb or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The more information the government has about you, the less safe you are from them, you
that's
know, kidnapping
true.
You from your house. And it happens.
Well, and
happens
that's,
to Ian.
That's true. And a lot of people believe, Bonnie, that people, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have anything to hide. That's usually typically the sort of the response. And the thing is, you don't know what they think is wrong. You don't know what all the laws are, what all the statutes are that they've written. You couldn't possibly know what they are. They've written so many of them. There's literally tomes of statutes, codes, which are written to be difficult to read. That's why you usually need to hire an attorney. But yet they say that ignorance of the law is no excuse. So how are you supposed to know what's illegal? You couldn't possibly. So
yeah, I tried to research the other day. Is it illegal in New Hampshire for me to drive with coconut in my lap?
Your dog.
Yeah, my dog, sorry. And I couldn't find anything about it.
But I think it is.
But I feel like I would still get a ticket for that, so
yeah.
I just stopped driving with him in my lap because
I'm
feel
pretty
like I
sure
for that.
Lumpy, who's a Free Talk Live listener, got a ticket for that years ago here in New Hampshire.
But it's just annoying. If there's not like a easily accessible, you know, website that's like, let me Google this law really fast and find out if this is legal, it doesn't matter. You can still go to jail for breaking that law.
We found out just by total chance the other day that planting a certain bush in New Hampshire is illegal.
Gooseberry bush.
Yeah, gooseberries, which I'd never had before. We found some for sale at the local grocery store, and they looked pretty, and they were like these orange little berries. And I'm like, oh, these look nice. Let's try these out. And I liked them. They were a little too sour for you, I think.
They're good, but yeah, they taste like sour candy, literally just like sour candy.
And so we were just kind of looking it up online. We didn't specifically look to see, like, who would think?
I think we weren't even looking to see if we could grow them or anything. Yeah. We were just looking up what they are because they're so strange.
Yeah, and then one of the articles about it happened to mention that it was illegal in some states, and it mentioned Maine, and a lot of times Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont will have similar laws on things, so I thought, I wonder if New Hampshire has these things prohibited as well, and turns out they do. You have to get like a special permit if you want to be legally growing these
gooseberries.
It's ridiculous. So most people wouldn't think to go and like, oh, should I? Is it legal to plant this tree? You know, is it legal to plant this bush? It's insane.
If you have that bush in your backyard, you're going to get FBI raided, and everybody's going to say, well, what did you do? Did you grow a bush in your backyard?
So 603-283-6160. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com because we're talking about alternatives, and you want to get out of the dollar, in my opinion. The dollar is evil. It is essentially what the Muslims would call haram, meaning that it is against God, that it is something that is empowering evil in the world, empowering death and destruction and taxation. And cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash helps you get away from it. Now, if you're new to crypto, you should go to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. That's where you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency. And, you know, spend 3-5 minutes and you'll get the basics down. Spend a little bit more time and you'll learn even more. It's one of those topics you can dig as deep into as you want. And Bitcoin.com is a good starting point for it. So get on over there. If you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, you can go to news.bitcoin.com.
Well, that's a cool word. I don't even think there's really a word like that in
what word?
English, haram.
Oh, haram. Yeah, kind of like halal, but I think it's like the opposite of halal. You ever heard of halal?
Isn't that like the way they eat?
Yeah, I think halal, I don't know if it just has to do with foods. We'll have to look that one up. But I believe that means it is like, you know, in favor of God.
Not harming people, because that would make sense.
Denoting or relating to meat prepared as prescribed by Muslim law, so I thought it had more to do with than just meat, but I could.
No, but the other word you're talking about is cool. I guess a word.
Oh,
in
sorry.
English...
It means permissible. It's an Arabic word that means permissible.
Hmm. Well, I guess the other way of the other word haram, it kind of is like the word. I forgot because I just forgot.
That's okay.
Abomination. There we go.
603-283-6160. And haram is an Arabic term that means forbidden. So it's kind of the opposite, right? So halal, permissible, haram, forbidden.
Mm.
So if you want to join us, you can here. We're talking about the new notices showing up on Facebook feeds. Facebook users are seeing this. Sounds like it just started maybe this week. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist and then Facebook is offering what they call confidential support? So what happens if you actually click the Get Support button notices?
Why do you need support for something you're not a victim of? You're not a victim of anybody because they said something on Facebook.
Well, they want you to think that the person you know who's being an extremist, quote unquote, is a danger. So they're not saying you're a victim. They're saying this person who might be in your family, they might be one of your friends, that's being a quote-unquote extremist, could be a danger.
You need
they
these strangers to protect you from your friends and family.
Well, they want you to help protect the country, the homeland, the motherland, the fatherland, the government, the state. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on what's happening on social media, it's just going to get worse.
Otherwise, we'll have to nuke us.
This is not getting better. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and the mayor have been completely open with me after everything that I've simply been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including, I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, to be able to pick up 100% of the cost for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News. Multiple people were injured in Los Angeles from an explosion after an illegal fireworks seizure. Lance Pry has the details.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And British Columbia authorities say a fast-moving wildfire has destroyed nearly an entire community in the province. The village of Lytton in southeastern BC has been 90% destroyed by the fire, according to the area's Member of Parliament. Some injuries have been reported among the area's nearly 2,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, I know. People, they always say when you talk about all the bad things about Facebook, they always say, yeah, but that's where everyone is.
Is it really, though? It's where all the boomers are.
It has shifted in its demographics over the years, hasn't it?
It seems like, but seriously, like I said, when I used to get on, I didn't feel like I was seeing anything I cared about, because it was just like the things my three grandmas would share.
And you quit last year, you said, and
yes.
Haven't looked back.
Yes.
I quit back in 2018, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything at all. There were a lot of arguments there, a lot of time-wasting threads and things like that, and not a lot of productivity. A long time ago, when people in the freedom movement joined Facebook, it was kind of useful at that time because you could do things like create an event, and then you could click a button and invite all your friends to the event. And then Facebook removed the invite all button. And so then they made it so you had to, like, click on each person that you wanted to invite to the event. So it took way longer. Now, you could still download, like, a browser plugin and have that sort of do it for you and, like, automate the process. So there were still workarounds for a time. And then they made it so those browser plugins didn't work anymore. And then they made it so the events that you would send out invitations to didn't always, like, get noticed by your friends. Like, it just wouldn't be as easy to see for whatever reason. It wouldn't even show up in their notifications for whatever reason. And so it just made it almost impossible. They still had the event feature, but it didn't really... It wasn't really functioning to where people would see it, and so they wouldn't know that the event was happening. So that function getting taken away, and then they subsequently made it so that when you posted an update, most of your friends wouldn't even see it. So it used to be that everybody would see the things that you post. And to Twitter's credit, I believe Twitter is still that way. If you follow a person on Twitter, their posts will show up in your feed. They're not going to just, like, take somebody out of your Twitter feed because...
Oh, yeah. That's what it seemed like was happening to my Facebook feed, because I'd be like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. They haven't posted in a long time.
Yeah.
Let me look up their Facebook, and I'd see that they posted regularly.
But you haven't seen them.
Never saw their posts, even though we're friends. Like,
right.
Seriously, it was just starting to show me just the people I have listed as my grandma, like, or my family members.
Exactly. And then the Free Talk Live page, for instance, on Facebook... Mark would, our co-host Mark, would make this big pitch like, we've got to take care of you can't leave Facebook, we've got to take care of the Free Talk Live page. And that was actually the thing that kind of kept me on for a little while, was until I finally just gave up. I was like, you know what, screw this. If people care about it, they can take care of it, like Mark or whatever. Because whenever we would make a post to the Free Talk Live page, it would get like maybe 100, 300 views or something like that. Keep in mind, we had over 90,000 followers.
Wow.
Quote-unquote followers.
Wow.
So people who said, hey, I like this thing. I'm interested in this thing. And then whenever you make a post, almost none of your followers see the post. So what's the point? The point is Facebook wants to make money off of you. And selling advertising wasn't good enough for them to, you know, monetize their site. And they've got this huge bureaucracy. So they want to charge you when you make a post. So it got to the point where, hey, if you want to reach all 90,000 or however many thousand followers you have to pay Facebook. And then you can get more than 1%. Then you can get more than, you know, a few people seeing your posts. But to me, that's kind of, you know, not the point of that platform. The point was they were supposed to make the money selling advertising. Instead, they just want to sell advertising to every single user rather than companies. So
yeah,
it just went too far.
That's just another reason I feel like Twitter is better. But you should also, if you want to
go to... But Twitter's also evil.
I was going to say, Twitter's also evil. If you want to go to a completely... decentralized one, you can go to social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the things I wanted to mention is alternatives to these platforms. And what social.freetalklive.com is it's our social media platform, meaning we have it on a server somewhere. We're in charge of it. Free Talk Live is in charge of this server. And it cannot be taken down. I mean, in theory, it could be taken down by, like, the server company, the company that we're hosting the server at, but we have backups of it. So if that were to happen, we would just put up another server somewhere else with a different company and then move the site there. So we have all that data. It's not going to go away. We have it backed up. It's safe. And it is a much more freedom-friendly platform. So I've been saying on, I tweeted it out earlier today, or tooted, that's what they call it on the Mastodon platform, which is what runs social.freetalklive.com. And then our toots from social.freetalklive.com do get sort of catered over or syndicated over to Twitter. But what I pointed out was, hey, if you want to be on an extremist platform, a freedom extremist platform, then go to social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go. You can interact with Free Talk Live show hosts and other Free Talk Live listeners there. And it's free, of course. So once again, it's social.freetalklive.com.
I'd say I'm pretty extreme.
In a freedom way?
Yeah, but I want to get a tattoo of, like, a peace symbol on my wrist so I remember to be peaceful more.
That's a good one.
I've been thinking about that.
Right on.
Because sometimes I literally just see red.
Well, it's easy to be angry. I mean, the government gang are a scary group of people who have no problem hurting your friends and putting people in cages. Our friend Nobody, by the way, is now in solitary confinement. We're hoping to hear from his girlfriend tonight. She may be calling into the show to tell us more about what happened. From what I heard, and I can't talk to him personally due to these stupid bail restrictions, but I heard through the rumor mill that he was somebody started a fight with him over a broom.
Somebody attacked him, apparently, but I don't know which way she means attacked. But she said she would call in tonight and explain.
Yeah, so I just want to let our listeners know that's what's happening. And that's because he was one of the Crypto Six. If you haven't yet, you can go to thecrypto6.com. You can learn about the raid that happened here to this studio. And nobody, our co-host, lives next door. His side of the house was raided as well. They actually busted in the door with a Bearcat, which is an armored personnel carrier. So if you haven't learned about that, go do that at thecrypto6.com. There's also an address there. You can write mail to nobody. He's now currently being held in what they call solitary confinement. He's on a 23-hour-a-day lockdown, which is what I was in for 69 days there. And so he's there what sounds like, it's, I don't know if they would call it administrative or punitive segregation, but he's going to be there, it sounds like, for at least a week. And
there's supposed to be a hearing to decide how long he'll be in there.
The hearing would be an internal jail hearing in that particular case, so it's not going to be in front of a judge or anything like that. I believe 7 days is kind of like your standard in that way, in that jail, but regardless, we'll learn more as we can find out about that. Again, our number here is 603-283-6160. But to get back into the discussion here about Facebook, now sending people messages about their friends saying, oh, we believe you've been exposed to harmful extremist content recently, and encouraging people to snitch out their friends.
It's so funny because the one person that that I know that got this little message pop up is that girl Ashton who was on the show last week.
Now, you don't know her well. You just kind of have had some chats with her.
Yeah, it's a person that isn't like a random person
right.
I've never talked to.
Yeah. She's a real person.
Yes, she is a libertarian and posts libertarian things all the time and follows libertarian pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so funny. Like, it's just so silly to imagine that people, you follow too many people that, believe in peace and freedom, so we're going to give you this message. Like,
well, the government gang thinks that anyone who is considered anti-government is a domestic extremist. Right, a danger. And Facebook, of course, is on board with this whole tracking down and eradicating domestic terrorism, domestic extremism, et cetera, et cetera. They like to say that people who are in the freedom community are all white supremacists, which, of course, is not true. I don't know anyone except for Chris Cantwell, and he's not even in the freedom community anymore. He became a total Nazi. But
he got fired from the show.
Yeah, people who are racist don't get into this community. They don't last. If they show up, they get ostracized, and they tend to go away. And in fact, when Chris Cantwell gets out of jail, he's not going to stay in New Hampshire.
When we get back, we should talk about the fact that the real issue here is people outsourcing their own view of morality.
And we can do that, and you can join us as well, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Share your thoughts on so-called extremism and the crackdown that's coming. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the crackdown on so-called extremism that not only is the government gang beginning to do, which of course they've done in the past, they're just bringing it back around again. And now they got big tech to help them out in a way they've never been able to do before, so Facebook now sending notices to its users about being exposed to quote-unquote harmful extremist content. And then asking people if they want to snitch. That's what this means, where it says, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. Hey, other people have snitched. Other people have told on their friends. Here's how you can help.
It's cool.
Yeah, just hit get support, and you can escape from violent extremist groups. And I suspect that if you click on get support, but I'm not on Facebook, so I can't actually try this, nor would I necessarily want to, but I bet if somebody wanted to try this out, it would end up giving you resources that would connect you with law enforcement, where you can tell them all about your violent extremist friends. Now, look, I'm against violence. I want to be clear. But I suspect a lot of the people that are getting these notices aren't actually advocating for violence. They're just
Why would you be friends with or follow a page on Facebook that's advocating for violence? If you're doing that, then unfollow them.
Yeah, I think a lot of these people, I mean, I know some of these folks that have been promoting that they've been getting these messages, and they're not advocates for violence.
And they're probably not following them. Like, that's the point I was making about the girl that we know that posted this thing, is that she follows liberty-oriented pages.
Right. They're making the presumption that if you're against the state, if you're in favor of freedom, then you must be in favor of violence.
And this
This
is exactly why they fake false flagged or whatever the January 6th thing this year. It's so they can make it look like there's any type of actual threat against the state happening from people who are unhappy with the government. It's just not happening.
Even though those people didn't really do much of anything in the January 6th thing, except walk around.
Yeah.
But and shout.
But for some reason or another, there are people that really believe, like, oh, yeah, January 6th, oh, yeah, that was an attack on freedom.
It was an insurrection.
It was an insurrection. It was an attack on democracy, and we should all be scared. It doesn't even make sense. Like,
well, the government, you know, presuming it wasn't a total inside job, the government gang did act very scared, right? And it's in their benefit to act scared about what happened on January 6th because it propagates the idea that more needs to be done. So, oh, our defenses weren't strong enough. We need to spend billions more and fortify the defenses at the Capitol building because we can't have people taking unauthorized tours ever again.
That's always the narrative anytime something happens that couldn't be stopped by the government. Oh, this person went and committed a murder. We need to make sure that the police have more guns right. And more ability to, you know, to surveil people.
Well, that's what you just pointed out. Yes, and what you just pointed out is a reason why violence doesn't work. So there's a lot of people who are rightfully angry. I get it, right? You were saying you see red a lot. And people who see red and are angry, some of them think that they should use violence as their means to the end of ending the state. But the reality of it is every time violence is used, it gives them the excuse to do more state. It gives them the excuse to say we need more Bearcats,
yep.
To say we need more bombs, we need more jets, we need more planes, we need more tanks, we need, you know, all these things that can kill because they're feeling threatened. That's the reason they broke the windows and flew a drone in here when they raided this house. They were afraid that somebody, one of their agents, was going to get hurt. And so they were being as cautious as they possibly could.
Yeah, whenever I was being held in handcuffs outside, I asked my FBI agent that was, like, watching me and put hand... Well, I don't even know if he's the one that put handcuffs on me. Anyways, the one that was, like, guarding me.
Your minder.
Yeah. I asked him, like, so am I being detained? Or, like, why am I being handcuffed? Am I getting arrested? And he said, you're just being... What was the word?
Detained.
He didn't say detained, because I asked him, am I being detained, and he said, no, you're just being, and it was a different word that means detained, I can't remember, and he was like, you're being restrained until we can make sure that there's nothing in this house that's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
And I just kind of didn't respond to that, and he said, so are there any live weapons in this house? And I was just like, what? No. And he was like, so there are weapons, just not live weapons. Is there anything that can hurt us? And I was just like, no, I have no idea if there's weapons in the house and all the stuff. And
One thing you want to be sure of, I mean, generally you shouldn't talk to the police, and especially you shouldn't talk to the FBI, because if they can claim that you lied to them, then you can actually be charged with that.
Yeah.
They are not charged if they lie to you. That's actually encouraged by the system. The system says it's totally fine. You know, you mentioned something earlier about outsourcing views on morality, Bonnie, and I was just wondering what you meant by that and what was it in reference to?
I think that the real issue with the whole entire world is that people think that they don't have to use their own consciousness that God gave them. Well, you know, whatever you believe, the universe gave you, evolution gave you, to decide what is right and wrong. They can just outsource that to religion. I don't have to even, like, question what's right and wrong. I can just read it from the Bible. Somebody else told me. The Bible says this, and now that's what's right and wrong.
Well, instead isn't the state a religion as well?
And now it went from religion to government, which is just a religion.
It really is.
It absolutely, like, it completely has every single pillar of a cult to be, you know.
It does. The only difference, I think, between the state and most religions is... And I think you're right. The state has all these hallmarks of whether, you know, is the thing a cult? Look at the state, and absolutely. But the one thing the state really doesn't do is talk about the nature of the universe. It doesn't actually have an answer to that. It doesn't address that in any way, shape, or form. So it's sort of like a secular religion or like a secular cult, I think, in that way. But otherwise, it completely meets the definitions. And it is absolutely a thing that people turn towards to outsource their morality. Oh, well, if it's illegal, it must be bad.
That's what I was going to get at. So people believe that it's dangerous or extreme to believe that there shouldn't be a government. So say if somebody is trying to tell on me because I'm posting constantly about, you know, libertarian ideas, then that would mean that they believe that because the government says that you know, we need them, and I don't believe that I need them, that I'm being dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are a danger to the state, and anything that's a threat to the status quo is extreme.
It's so funny because on the show, like a day before I first saw that memorandum that came out from the government recently where Biden put out the White House's new like way they're going to deal with domestic terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I said on the show the day before I saw that the government doesn't like when you point out why they're illegitimate. The government is illegitimate, and when you point that out, the government doesn't like that because the government doesn't like you explaining that to other people.
Right. People might actually think for themselves if they agree.
Well, guess what was in the memorandum? It was defining an extremist, and it was like anti-government extremist, and it was saying somebody who has a perceived idea that the government is violent or the government is too big or the government is illegitimate.
That's right.
So
basically all of our friends in the freedom movement.
Anybody who believes that the government doesn't have a legitimate reason to be coercing us to give them money and to pay for their protections, that I've never seen an actual, like, case of being protected by the government, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't want to give any money to a religion that has views that are completely abhorrent to all things that are good. And there's a lot of good in a lot of the world religions out there. I like a lot of stuff that I've read over the years about, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, Christianity, or Islam, Christianity, and others. In fact, we were just looking today, and you saw something on Facebook, or not, sorry, you weren't on Facebook. You saw something on Twitter. Somebody posted an image comparing quotes in two different religious texts. One of them was Christianity.
One of them was an ancient Egyptian proverb.
Right, and it was about how the kingdom of God is within. A very, very similar sounding quote in both religions. There's actually a lot of crossover between religious messages out there. Whether or not these religions want to believe that they have a lot in common with the other religions of the world is another question. But the state doesn't share any of it. The state is just an excuse for people to do violence against their neighbors and call it legitimate and call it okay. And it's not okay.
And what even is the state? The United States of America? The federal government is just a group of people who are claiming that because a small, like, I don't even know how big, like 100, 200 people, group of men in the 1700s wrote this thing called the Constitution. They're claiming that that paper gives them a right to rule over your life and put you in
somehow,
a jail.
Right, or that we're somehow obligated to follow those people.
Yep.
Like, I don't even know them. They're all dead now.
They weren't even related to any of us. Like
603, even if I was related to them, I don't know them anything. 603-283-6160. Hour 2 is coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.